Good morning. Welcome to Hollywood United Methodist Church. We are glad that you have joined us for worship on this not quite yet really hot July morning. We're glad you're in person and online. Please stand as you're able for our opening hymns.
Invite any children to come up to the steps of the altar before we head out to children's church today. All right, come on up. It is very exciting that next Saturday we have our VBS here at church. for all children ages 3 and up. We're going to have so much fun with our Camp Compassion theme of our Vacation Bible School. And so that will be next Saturday. You can, it's a drop-off, so parents will drop off their kids. 9:45, we'll be there until 12:30, and then come back and we have lunch together. So anyway, for all you families, hopefully you can make it. So I have a question for you. What do you like to play? What do you like to play with the free time that you have this summer? What is something that you like to play? Tiernan?
Free bird.
Cool. What about, did you have something?
Video games.
Okay. Anything outside?
Guitar.
What was that?
Guitar.
Okay. That's great. What do you like to play? I like to play ping pong. If everybody knows ping pong, that's a really fun game. Anybody have anything that they like to play?
My toys.
Your toys? That is wonderful. So, a frisbee? Oh, I love frisbee. That is so fun.
I love frisbees too.
Okay, good. Well, we should play frisbee next time we have an outdoor game. Everybody loves frisbees. So today we are doing, during our summertime, you know, we've been doing different things every Sunday because it's part of summer, is just having some fun, relaxing, and enjoying and playing. God wants us to play. God wants us to enjoy ourselves, to enjoy God's creation, enjoy one another, have fun, laugh. So today is game day. We're going to have some fun playing games. All the children are invited, the youth are invited, and we'll all be in Grant Hall together playing games. Okay, so we'll have a good time, and we'll be thanking God and praising Him by enjoying each other and enjoying this life that God has given us. So let's pray. God of creation, we do know that You have given us this world, this land to enjoy, to laugh and to love and to play. And there's something that happens that is so, it's spiritual when we play together and we have fun together, we connect and we bond and we commune with You. So thank You that You're a God of joy and of love and of play. And I pray that today we would experience Your fullness as we play games together in Children's Church. We thank You and we love You. And we pray all this in the name of Your Son, Jesus. Amen. As we head out to Grant Hall for Children's Church and Youth Group, we invite you all to stand and pass the peace of Christ with each other.
Peace be with you. Let's throw it up to the balcony. Thank you, balcony, all our friends who help upstairs making this service amazing and all our people watching online. I invite you now to take your seats, take a deep breath and settle yourself as we enter into a time of prayer together with the wonderful music of our choir. God of creation, we are thankful for this beautiful morning, for the emergence of summer and blue skies, beach days, and time with our family. We thank You for the glory of each new day and the promise of rebirth and emergence that comes with the sunrise. Remind us that we are not done yet, that you are not done with us. Holy Spirit, we revel in the joy that you are stirring within us and the ways that you are guiding us to new places and new ways of being. Transform us as you see fit to best serve you in the world. And when we are afraid to lean into new ways of being and new roles in the world, give us courage. Help us to see friends and new neighbors. Help us to break out of old ways that hold us back. Help us to become more with your guidance. God, we pray for our neighbors who are houseless this season. As the air in the streets begin to warm and the heat turns up and shelter is scarce, we know that people are suffering. Be with our congregation as we continue to discern and build our homeless outreach ministry. Bless our work. Move our elected leaders to action to do the work that is necessary in sheltering the most vulnerable of our neighbors and bringing everyone inside. We pray this morning for workers across the Southland, Southern California, and Los Angeles who are struggling to make ends meet and who are seeking something more for their families. Strengthen them as they take strides to improve their lives and to improve our communities. And this morning, we especially lift up those writers who are part of the extended strike of the Writers Guild and hotel workers who are entering into their second week. We know that the choice they have made is difficult, but they are making it for their families, and we pray that the bounty of this city is for all people and that all have what they need to live. This morning, we pray and lift up to you Richard and his journey. We pray that you will grant him peace and moments of joy. We pray for Junius and for Art, for Charlie and Miss Emma. And we give thanks for the recovery last week of our precious, precious. And we lift up all those to you now who are on our hearts and minds in a moment of silent prayer. God, we lift all of this up to you, our joys, our concerns, our sorrows, and our worries. We know that you can take it all, and we are grateful. We are grateful for your son, Jesus, who taught us what it means to imagine new life, to believe in the possibility of resurrection, and to be granted grace. We are so grateful for this, and we offer you now the prayer that he taught us in his name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Church family, happy Sunday morning. I'm so what? Yay! All right, yes, it's Sunday. Hey, you know, it's summer, and just letting you know, we got our air conditioning units out for you, so you want to be cooler, you gotta sit closer to the black fans. That's what you get in a 100-year-old building. All right, let's check in real quick. Everyone, pull your phones out, scan that QR code, and if you would, put your name in there. Any prayer requests that you have, we get those every week and pray over them. Today, I hope you're joining us after church. We have a very special worship meditation and sound bath that is going to be provided by Rev Jefferson, who's coming over from the Harmony Toluca Lake location. We've got Going to do that in the chapel. The chapel's all prepared. Some people have brought yoga mats. There'll be chairs if you want to sit. But come enjoy that time. It's restorative meditation and sound bath. Kevin already said it, but VBS is happening next Saturday at 9:45. It sounds like a great time. It's for kids all the way up through fifth grade, and even if there's older kids that want to help out, they will help out with the teaching and the kids. So it's anyone, any youth can come. And then, of course, August 6th, I keep saying it, but I want to make sure it's on your calendars. We have our annual picnic. Both churches come together in the back, in our what we call our backyard park. We have water day for the kids. There'll be a lot of fun activities. So make sure that is on your calendar for August 6th. A new thing that we just added, we're planning to do the AIDS walk in October. And we have Rance and Mark, who are ushers, that will be leading that up for us. So if you want to join the team, you can scan that QR code. You can also donate. But it's also on our welcome table if you want to do it after church. And you sign up, be part of our walking team. And it's going to be both churches will be doing that. Harmony is going to join us as well. All this information you can find at our welcomes tables. There's one in the narthex. I'll be outside at the one in the courtyard. So stop by, talk to me. I'll fill you in on anything, any questions you have. As you hopefully are aware, we're doing CrossFlix, our sermon series for summer. Next week, Rev Kathy is going to be talking about the beloved classic Philadelphia. And I just realized we have two Tom Hanks films in a row. So Tom, if you're watching, we've got two seats right here in the front for you. But this week, we have a very special guest. If you don't know, we have a bishop in residence here at Hollywood UMC. Retired, but one of the most wonderful human beings we get to be around, and we're very lucky to have her. Last week, Dr. Larry Hyde called her the closest thing Methodists have to a bishop. Oh, to a pope, sorry. And a bishop. gosh, I didn't even get that right. But we are happy to have you today doing A Man Called Otto. And also, I heard there's something special that happened yesterday. Would you come on out? Come on up. All right. 39th birthday. All that we do here is made possible by you, with your prayers and your presence being here, your service and your financial gifts. So as the ushers come forward and we put up a QR code for electronic giving, please give as generously as you're able so we can continue to do the ministries here in the heart of Hollywood. Thank you for being here.
Traveler set on by thieves who beat him and left him priest and a Levite each saw him in pain, but they turned away and walked by. Yes, they turned away and walked by.
A certain Samaritan then came along to bind up his wounds and give aid. He took him to stay at a momentum well and for all the services he paid. Yes, for all the services he paid.
I know who's my neighbor and whom I should love, for whom I should do a good deed. For Jesus made clear in the story he told, it's anyone who has a need. Yes, anyone who has a need.
They asked, who's my neighbor and whom should I love? For whom should I do a good deed?
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 30 through 37. Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Thanks be to God.
Well, thank you so much for the birthday blessing. And I need to share with you that Linda's birthday was on the 5th, and my friend Bill's birthday was the 7th, and mine was the 8th, and Heather and the choir's birthday is the 9th. So we're your birthday quadruplets today. It's really, really fun. Yeah, let's greet them all. Happy birthday, friends. It is fun for me to join with you on a CrossFlick Sunday. And in a minute or two, we'll see a trailer of a great movie. This is the first time that I've actually preached with you all on a movie theme in the summertime, even though I come every summer and watch them all. And it's really special that today, since it's a warm day, but fortunately not too warm here, that we have a movie that really has lots of snow in it, because the movie was filmed in Pittsburgh in all 4 seasons. So when you see the movie, you're going to get to see lots of snow. And you may even want to go home and watch it if you haven't seen it yet. The scripture text that was read for us is one text that our beloved Bishop Cedric Bridgeforth used for his installation service in Alaska when he was installed as the new bishop. And he also used it as a theme for the 3 annual conferences over which he presides. And he started his message in Alaska by saying to the people something like, "You are loved even before you arrive, and we are making a space for you." I thought that's the perfect message to begin. And that's really a message of what it's all about. Bishop Cedric was preaching about the story of the Samaritan that you heard read this morning. And in that story, after a very important lay leader and the rabbi all walked by the man who was beaten and bruised in the ditch, the Samaritan stopped, and the Samaritan saw him, and the Samaritan helped him, and the Samaritan took him somewhere to care for him. So after reminding the people about the Bible story, Bishop Cedric asked all of his flock, all of the people that were a part of the congregation, to walk a mile with their neighbor. Go into your neighborhood. He said, stop looking in the mirror and start looking out the window and seeing what the needs are in your neighborhood. And go out there and be like the Samaritan. And the Samaritan, you know, incidentally, was an undesirable outsider. But Bishop Cedric said, be like that Samaritan and go and help. He said, go and do likewise. Well, I bet you wonder what in the world that has to do with the film that we're considering today. Truly, the film, I believe, is about resurrection. The film is about saving grace. But let's watch the trailer and see just a little bit of a heads up about the film.
Hey, Otto!
No. Don't you dare let that little rat dog piss on my walkway again.
Ignore him, Prince. He has no idea who's doing that.
Well, it was one of you. Get out of here. You cannot use this road without a permit.
Have a nice day, sir.
You know, the other guys don't do this. The guys with the white trucks. How come it's always you brown guys? And I don't mean that racially.
I'm sorry you didn't get me here earlier.
The whole neighborhood is falling apart these days.
No, 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 stop.
Oh, my God.
Give me the keys.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Otto.
Otto?
O-T-T-O.
I'm Abby. O-T-T-O.
Got some new neighbors.
Bye.
Nedwood husband.
I brought you some food.
Okay. Bye.
Are you always this unfriendly?
I am not unfriendly.
Okay, you're not. Every word you say is like a warm cuddle.
Can you please give me a ride?
I don't have a license.
You don't have a driver's license? How old are you?
Punch in and brake. Brake, the car is stopped. Don't hit the car. Brake, brake.
I almost hit the car.
It's all right. It's a hybrid.
Well, it's all right.
How did you get in here?
Go!
No, no, no. You are not taking over my bed. You can sit
around and wait. I was wondering if you could help us out.
I'm not sure about this.
It's gonna be very fun.
How was it?
You did a good job. You should pat yourself on the back.
Well, it's all right.
Right. I have a cat. Well, it's
all right. You think you have to do everything on your own? But guess what? No one can.
Even if the sun don't shine,
well, oh, no.
It's all right.
I'm Beppo!
Hi, Beppo!
You want to see a trick?
Yeah!
Could I borrow a coin?
What did you do?
Get me back to the corner!
It was all the clown's fault.
Otto is a very grumpy old man. And I confess, I really identify with him. Yep, Otto has his wife has died not too long ago. And Otto is Swedish with certain Swedish personality traits. And I'm still in my grief after losing my husband, Jeff, who died not too long ago. And Jeff being Swedish, well, he had certain Swedish personality traits. So when I begin to watch the movie, I find myself suddenly being totally absorbed in it. And every time I watch it, I cry again and again, and they're good healing tears. And I love the music. Wait till you see the write-up about the music and how wonderful the music is. It just takes my breath away, and it brings even more tears. You see, Otto, in his grumpiness, is really asking the same question that I find myself asking. What do I do when life has changed so much? What do I do when life isn't what it used to be? Now, Otto decides to end it all. I haven't decided to do that. Don't worry. And Otto doesn't get to do it either, because things keep happening to him to stop him, and the message keeps coming. You have to go on living. Last Sunday, when Dr. Larry High was here, he preached about the woman king, and Larry made some really interesting points. And as I listened to Larry last Sunday, I realized the points he made apply for us in this film as well. Two of them especially. God uses unlikely people in leadership and in saving us from ourselves. And two, God is with you when the odds are stacked against you. First of all, this young family moves in across the street from Otto. And the wife, who's Latina, named Marisol, is very pregnant. And the husband can't park the trailer, and they need Otto's help. Now, Marisol doesn't have a driver's license, so Otto teaches her how to drive a stick shift. Well, my husband Jeff taught me how to drive a stick shift on our 1964 green Ford pickup truck more than 50 years ago. So I loved watching that part of the movie. And every time Otto tries to do himself in, Marisol, like the hound of heaven, intervenes. She brings him food, or she brings him just cookies, and they're delicious cookies, or she asks him for a ladder to help, or she has him take the family to the hospital because her husband has fallen off the ladder, or she asks him to babysit and to look after all the kids while she goes out with her husband because they never get to do that, or she asks him to help her get a driver's license. Yes, God uses unlikely people to save us. And then there's this cat. The cat's there in the neighborhood and is causing ruckus with everybody, and the cat needs a home, and Otto doesn't want to give the cat a home, but eventually he gives the cat a home and even sleeps on his bed. Otto doesn't want it to happen, but it does. And then there's the bicycle. Oh, you know I love that part. There is this young transgendered kid who Otto sees riding or having trouble with his bicycle. And the kid tells him that Otto's wife was his favorite teacher, and that Otto's wife treated him like a real person, and she was the first one to call him by his new name. And so Otto teaches him how to work on his bicycle, and he even lets him sleep on the couch after his father has kicked him out. And there's a neighbor who needs a radiator fixed. I told you it was snow country. And the neighbor even needs more help because social services is going to come and take him away and make them move out of their house and take over their house. But here again, in a kind of grumpy old way, Otto steps in to help out. And here's where Larry's second point comes to play. God is with you even when the odds are stacked against you. This family that's in trouble where the social services people are going to come and take them away, this family used to be good friends with Otto and his wife, and they'd done all kinds of things together, but they'd grown distant over the years. Actually, it was kind of a feud because each of the guys kept getting a new automobile, and finally his neighbor got a Toyota, and it wasn't English anymore. And so they weren't speaking anymore. they'd grown apart. But in their need, Otto found a way. And eventually the whole neighborhood helped. And they helped save the family from being taken away by the social services and losing their home. Well, I'm not going to tell you any more about the movie. You're going to have to see the movie for yourselves. But it's like Otto is like a good Samaritan to all of the neighbors. But then you realize, after you're kind of watching it a little bit, that really Otto is kind of like the man that was beaten and bruised in the ditch, and all of the neighbors are good Samaritans to him. One by one, they show him prevenient grace. Grace that goes before, saving grace, and they help bring him back to life, especially the very pregnant woman, Marisol. Yes, God uses unlikely people to save us, and God is with you even when the odds are stacked against you. You know, they say it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes a church to care for a lost soul. It takes a neighborhood to help walk a mile with the neighbors, or even just a few steps with someone who needs it. When Bishop Sedrick used to preach about this Good Samaritan, and when he told the people in his conferences to walk a mile with their neighbors, I thought about Otto and how all the neighbors walked with him, and he walked with them. And before long, they were all walking and helping each other. They had become family in the neighborhood. Just like I believe we can be in our neighborhoods, and like how we really are here in Hollywood, in the heart of Hollywood, and in our congregation. Yes, we can walk a mile with a neighbor. We can come together in the bonds of love. We can offer grace to each other. And this is a grace that transcends fear. I believe that when we step out into the unknown future, we can follow Christ on a path, and we can live our lives radically open. We can offer vulnerability. We can live unthreatened. We can listen deeply. We can feel and offer sensitivity. You and I can become agents of love. We can offer saving grace. You see, being vulnerable is at the heart of the gospel. We believe and belong to a God who became incarnate in our midst, vulnerable as a baby in a manger, growing and walking and eating with all kinds of people and teaching and healing and upsetting the status quo and suffering and dying just as we die. And when we see Jesus, we see who God really is. We see what God is like. And then when we share our meals together, like out in our courtyard or in our gymnasium, and like the very pregnant woman Marisol, who's bringing food to Otto and bringing him cookies, or like we do on Communion Sunday when we break bread together, we realize that the meal itself becomes a central metaphor for how we can live in community with one another. And the meal helps us to shift from brokenness to healing and wholeness. It helped Otto. And even in our neighborhoods, you and I can share, and we can eventually be a part of a whole global love feast where there's banquets of all kinds of food from all kinds of places all over the world. We can reach out to our neighbors, the ones we don't yet know. We can see their need for belonging and safety and love and justice. We can meet them where they live. We can go to them and offer our love. Yes, God uses unlikely people to save each other. And God is with you, even when the odds are stacked against you. And when we do share with each other, when we break bread together and when we are with one another in our neighborhoods, we experience the wonder of God in new ways ourselves. Our God comes to us again beyond everything we have known before. And as we live in a community of the faithful, we will be blessed with people who will cheer us on. We can help cheer each other on. I've got to tell you a personal story here. It happened, of course, in the movie. They cheered each other on in the movie. But in my own life, years ago, we were going to take a run, my husband Jeff and my girlfriend Carolyn and I, and we were out on Balboa Island down by Newport Beach, and it's not a very big island, you know, you could run around the island pretty easy. Well, the three of us were going to run around the island together, and we started out on our run, and we were running, and pretty soon Jeff and Carolyn were running up there, and I was kind of back here, and a little bit longer they were running, and they were out of sight, and I was getting slower and slower, and I was having more and more trouble, and pretty soon my running became walking, and I was walking, and I just didn't know if I was going to make it. But sure enough, Jeff and Carolyn got to the end. They turned around, they came back, they got on either side of me, Jeff on one side and Carolyn on the other, and they ran me in to the finish line. They helped me find my way home. I really believe that's what we can do for each other. I believe in our lives there are those who will cheer us on, and we can journey together with each other. We can journey into the future with all of its uncertainty and risk and questions about truth and harmony and peace on the planet. We can be carried by a faith that will sustain us, and we can know companionship with each other on our journey. Oh, what a blessing that is. We can find joy together. And we can find life and hope and purpose again in our lives. Otto used to say that his life was all black and white, but his wife was all full of color. So you and I can experience that life is not just black and white, but life is full of color. It is full of purple and yellow and green and red and blue and all of the colors of summer and all of the birds chirping in the air and the mountains and the rivers and the oceans and the rainbows, because we are all part of God's wonderful world. Yes, dear friends, it is all about love. You can walk a mile with your neighbor. You can break bread together. Yes, you can go and do likewise. Amen.
being the postlude. If you would like to receive communion, you're invited to come and be in these first two rows, and Pastor Bridie will offer communion. You do not need to be a member of this church or of any church. You simply have to have the desire to receive. And then in the courtyard right out here, we are going to have a very special birthday cake for Bishop Swenson that it took me forever to try and hide from you this morning. That's what it was. And I also made a couple of sin cakes yesterday, so a couple of my sin cakes are out there. I saw Lafayette, yeah. So those are out there as well. We're still missing Dan Cox terribly, but he'll be back in August, so.
Yes, so the world is not just black and white. The world is full of color, and God's saving grace is there for each and every one of us. So, dear friends, you can go and walk a mile with your neighbor. You can love one another. We can break bread together, and we can know that the grace of God is with us all the days of our lives. So go and do likewise. Amen.